Shalom Aleichem, for the fourth day of Adar Rishon, Mishneh Yomi is in Ketuvot, beginning chapter 12. Hanose et Aisha. A man marries a woman, Mazel Tov, Upaska imo kidei sheyazon et bita hamesh shanim. And she made a stipulation with him. They're having a discussion, and they said, let's get married. And the husband agreed he will feed her daughter from a prior marriage for 5 years. So he's basically adopting her in the sense that he's adopting an obligation to provide for her, to feed and clothe and house her for 5 years. Hayav lezona hamesh shanim. So guess what? He's obligated to provide for her as he stipulated before the marriage. Now the partner points out they could put this into writing, in a shtar, or they could make a formal kinyan, an acquisition act, or if it was in front of two witnesses, it would be good enough. Even a verbal declaration in front of two witnesses made before the marriage is good enough to be binding. Now, if you have any practical questions or interests in halachically valid prenuptial agreements, please consult your local Orthodox rabbi who is knowledgeable in these matters, preferably before the actual wedding takes place. Anyway, the Mishnah here goes on, Nisit la'acher. What if this wife, who made this condition, then divorced the first husband and married another man, Pascha Imo, and makes the same condition with the second husband, Kadesha Yazon et Bita Chamesh Shanim, that he will provide for her daughter from the original marriage, that's through the three husbands ago, for 5 years. Chayav Lazon Chamesh Shanim. Again, if he made a binding agreement or is in front of witnesses, he is on the hook to do so. So now this girl, the daughter, is receiving support from two husbands, the ex-husband and the current husband. Lo yomar rishon, so the first ex-husband now, he can't say, kishetavu etzli azona, if she shows up at my doorstep, yes, I'll take her in, I'll feed her, you know, with the rest of the family. Ela molich la mizanoteya, rather he has to bring her or send her the food, the makom shki ima, wherever she is living with her mother. So he has to send food to the new husband's house, like child support, lavil. Vechen, and also lo yomar shnehem. These two husbands, the ex-husband and the current husband, they can't come together and say, Hare anu zoninota keechad. We will each go in halves, and we will provide for her. She'll get one share of food and clothing from both of us combined. Ela echad zona, one gives her the actual food. Echad notin la demei mizonot. The other one gives her the cash value she would have needed for food. Now, Mishnah Bet continues this case. Niset, if she, the daughter now, gets married within these 5 years that she has this contractual benefit to get fed. Habol noten la mizonot. Obviously, her husband now, who's married to the daughter, has to feed and provide for the daughter. The hen and the husbands of her mother, the ex-husband and the current husband, and maybe they're both ex-husbands at this point, notnin la demei mizonot. They still have to continue sending her the cash value of the food. They had a 5-year contract to feed her. So now she is triple dipping. Metu, what if both of these husbands passed away and they left their own children who need support? So binotehen, their actual daughters, nizonot minichosim bnei chorin. They're fed from the unencumbered properties, from the assets that are actually within the estate, currently the estate of their deceased father. Vehi, and the red-headed stepchild, the former stepchild, Nizonet Minachasi Mishubodim. Her contractual obligation to be fed from their estate would actually allow her to be paid from properties that man, the deceased man, had sold. Mipnei Shahi Kivalat Chauv, because she is like a creditor, the Mishnah explains. So just like if somebody borrowed money while he owned a field and then he later sold that field, and there's no money in the estate to pay up the loan, so the holder of that loan can go after that field to be paid his loan. So too, this contractual 5-year obligation to feed this girl, she can go after encumbered mishubad properties that the deceased had sold previously. And his own daughters, his own heirs, can't go after those properties to collect their own food and support. It's a bit of an ironic situation. So the Mishnah here concludes, Hapikhim, those who are intelligent and are looking ahead, Hayu Kotvin, they would actually write out this agreement. Al Minat, they would say, yes, I will feed and take care of your own daughter from a previous marriage. Al Minat, on condition, Shazonet Bitech, I will feed your daughter Chamesh Shanim for those 5 years. Kol's man sha'at imi, as long as you are with me. Meaning, the Gemara explains, both the husband is alive and the wife is alive, and they're all living as one happy family. And this avoids the problem of the potential issue of double or triple dipping. And as always, we don't paskin halacha from the Mishnah, so consult your local Orthodox rabbi before you sign any binding contractual agreements or prenuptial issues. Zai gesund, and be well.